Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Alexandra Shoemaker, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know that a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This summer, we're working to memorize God's words from Isaiah 55. Say these words with me. This is the word of the Lord from Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 12. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth, and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the juniper, and instead of the briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign that will endure forever. Today, I'm going to be reading from Genesis 29, verse 15 through verse 28, and I am reading from the Jesus Storybook Bible. There were once two sisters. The youngest sister was very beautiful, and her name was Rachel. But the oldest sister wasn't beautiful at all. Some thought her quite ugly. And her name was Leah. Rachel was the kind of girl who always gets invited to parties and chosen for the team. Everyone loved her. And poor Leah, no one hardly even noticed her. One day, their cousin Jacob came to stay. He was one of Isaac's sons, and he was on the run. Jacob had stolen and cheated and made some enemies, including his own brother, and now he was hiding. The funny thing is, Jacob, of all people, was the one God gave the special promise to, the same promise he had given his grandfather Abraham. I will rescue the world through your family. But then God chooses people we least expect, as we'll see. Jacob stayed a long time working for his uncle Laban. One day, Laban said, "Jacob, I've decided to pay you for your work. What do you want?" A sudden thought struck him. "How about one of my daughters?" Jacob looked at Rachel, and then he looked at Leah. Who would he choose? Of course, he chose Rachel. "I'll work 7 years for free," Jacob said, "if I can marry Rachel." So Jacob worked 7 years, and at last his wedding day arrived. But that night, Laban played a nasty trick on Jacob. Instead of sending Rachel to marry Jacob, he sent Leah. Now, in those days, they didn't have electricity, so it was dark in their tent, and besides, women wore veils and you couldn't see their faces properly, so Jacob suspected nothing. The next morning, Jacob woke up and screamed. His new wife was laying beside him, but it wasn't Rachel, it was Leah. Rachel jumped out of bed. "Laban," he cried, "you scoundrel." But Laban said, work for me another 7 years, and then you can marry Rachel. So Jacob worked for Laban another 7 years, and at last, Rachel became his wife. So Jacob had two wives, but of his two wives, Jacob loved Rachel the best. The word of the Lord. When I read this story about Leah and Jacob and Rachel, I wonder how Leah felt during all of this, and how she felt being compared to her sister as the one that no one wanted, or the ugly sister. What do you wonder about when you hear this story? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.